Well, good evening. We want to welcome all of you tonight. If you've been to our Ash Wednesday service before, this is very laid back. I don't have a mic on, but I am recording tonight for the first time because some folks had requested that we record it so we could put it on our website. So we're going to be recording it tonight. So welcome to our Ash Wednesday service. I hope everybody grabbed one of the little, I guess it's a bulletin, or it's like a little insert thing. And so we want to welcome you tonight. So the season of Lent is upon us once again. In preparation for the celebration of Holy Week, we make ourselves ready for the renewing power of God's Spirit through prayer, fasting, ashes, scripture reading, and worship. Today, our foreheads are smudged with ashes, and we are reminded that we came from dust, and someday we will return to dust. We aren't marked with ashes to get attention or to appear humble or holy, like the hypocrites called out by Jesus. No, it's about remembering that we are fully human, no more, no less. If you have decided to give up something or do something special for the next 40 days of Lent, may you begin this time just as you are, as a human being, no more, no less, and be open to what God might do in and through you. So I invite us, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe a holy Lent. Let us begin our journey together. So let's stand together and join together for our call to Lent tonight. In the middle of our busy week, we pause to observe Ash Wednesday together as a community. From the dust of the earth, we are created in God's image.
With dust and bone, we claim the mark of God's love.
So we pray for strength and imagination
to follow Christ wherever he leads us this season.
We're going to join together and sing a few verses of Just As I Am, 497. Or I do have it. This is the first time I've ever done this. I have it on PowerPoint, and we're going to be singing the first, second, and fourth verse tonight.
Was shed for me, and that
don't know if anybody remembers the old Billy Graham Crusades, and some of those were on TV, and they always sang this at the very end of the service. Okay, you may be seated. And we are going to go to our scripture reading this evening. And, oh, yeah, there it is. And hopefully, let's see, where do I reward you? Okay. I'm usually up there seeing it on the thing, but I can't do that tonight. So our reading, this is one of our lectionary Ash Wednesday readings that takes place. And there's about four or five of them, and I've jumped back and forth through the years. But because we're doing the Lord's Prayer on our as kind of a Lenten series on Sundays, I decided to use the Matthew reading, which is what frames around the Lord's Prayer. And so verses 7, or basically 8 through the 15 or so, 14 in there, is the Lord's Prayer, but that's not a part of our reading because it falls later. But we're going to read verse 1 through 6 of Matthew 6 and verses 16 and 17. Be careful that you don't practice your religion in front of people to draw their attention. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Whenever you give to the poor, don't blow your trumpet as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets so that they may get praise from people. I assure you, that's the only reward they will get. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that you may give to the poor in secret. And your Father, who sees you, or sees what you do in secret, will reward you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners so that people will see them. I assure you, that's the only reward they'll get. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is present in that secret place. Your Father will see what you do in secret and will reward you. And when you fast, don't put on a sad face like the hypocrites. They distort their faces so that people will know they are fasting. I assure you that they have their reward. When you fast, brush your hair, wash your face. That is God's word for us this evening. And I pray that God will bless that reading of the word tonight to our hearing. Well, I was thinking about this week and reflecting on it, and some of my devotional that I read, it's called D365. It's an app that I've been using, and it's an app for teenagers and young adults, but I really enjoy the simplicity of it, and so a little bit of what I'm sharing tonight comes from some of the thoughts that were shared so far this week in that. And then some of this is just kind of from my own heart tonight. I was thinking about how we're coming out of this extended time of COVID. And our days have been marked by collective fear and frustration, loss and sorrow. And I have to admit, and this is kind of my confession tonight, my soul is kind of grown callous a little in the midst of all of that. But a new season is upon us, and it invites us to wake up, shake off the cobwebs, and reach outside of ourselves to hope once again. Lent is a time to seek simplicity, a season of turning towards God through spiritual practices. 40 days for reflection and reconnection. Spring cleaning for the soul, if you like. Some of you will be doing that soon, won't you? Yeah. Heading into Lent, Jesus' teaching on prayer feels so important right now. I have to be honest, there have been a lot of years when I have begun Lent with big plans of something I plan to do the entire 40 days, hoping for a great spiritual experience. And I would spend a lot of energy thinking about what I wanted to fast from or for or whatever, however you want to look at it, and what books I might be reading through during this time, and daily prayer. But somehow over the years, if you're like me, when I tried to make the most out of Lent, I followed through on the least of my plans. I think it's because I was too caught up in some idea of a spiritual experience and my expectations of myself and the experience may have been a little unrealistic. That's because prayer is not glamorous. Prayer is not entertaining. Prayer is not for show, as Jesus said. When you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is present in that secret place, says Jesus. I have to admit that when I was in Bible college, my best prayer ever in my entire life and all through my years of ministry were in Bible college and a dirty old carpeted floor in the prayer room on my dorm floors. Sometimes it was in the dark, and that's how I usually like to pray. Just laying down on the floor, flat on my back, just talking to God, pouring out my heart. No fancy plans, no flexing for an audience, God bids us simply to come, just as we are. That's why I've often shared, and you've heard me say this before, now, today, probably my two most favorite places, and I know this may sound corny, although the one you, well, maybe both of them you might understand. One is while driving in the car, because my thoughts are not as much on other things, and second is in the shower, because I'm quiet and alone there too. And again, let me say, God just simply bids us to come just as we are. Just God and each one of us, where we can just be with God. And as you enter into a time of prayer and rest during this time and season and fasting, however you choose to do that, because I think I shared a few years ago, we often say we're going to fast from something, chocolate, pop, alcohol, whatever it may be. I challenged one year where we fast for something that we're going to do. We're going to do something, whatever that may be. I want to share these words from Jan Richardson. It's a poem she wrote for Ash Wednesday that says, "Blessing the dust." So let us be marked, not for sorrow, and let us be marked not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but claiming what God can do with the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made. Us. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together there on your little bulletin insert there for our call to confession tonight. And let's join together in praying that as we prepare ourselves for the marking of the ashes and also for our time of communion. Let's pray together. Holy God, We come to be formed by you during this Lenten season. We are comforted by the fact that you made us out of the dust of the earth. Forgive, heal, and restore us so our eyes may see Jesus in new ways. For we ask this in his name. Amen. Amen. Let me pray. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes that we are about to receive be a sign of our humble need of your love and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Dear friends, tonight in Christ, I invite you to receive these ashes as a sign of a spirit of repentance in which we shall keep this season of Lent. If you need me to come and put them on your forehead tonight, instead of you coming up and receiving, I can do that. Just let me know here towards the end when we try to finish up. You can raise your hand or whatever and alert me to that, and we'll do that. So I'm going to move this aside, and I'm going to begin to invite you to come and receive tonight. Things that I like about Ash Wednesday is that I get to serve you. And I've done this for years. Oh, I think every time since I started. And so I will serve you tonight. Thank you. as I was serving you tonight, it struck me, and I don't think I ever thought about this before, but the simple joy of being able to do that, and it made me think, what did it mean to Jesus when he fed the multitudes? It must have filled his heart with joy to be able to do that for people. On that night, when they were gathered together, Jesus gave thanks. He broke the bread and he gave it to them and said, "Eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, towards the end of their time together, Jesus took the cup. This probably was the second cup. And he gave thanks. He said, "This cup represents the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake tonight. The Apostle Paul tells us that as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, let's stand and we're going to sing a little chorus, "Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me," and we're going to sing it through twice. I think it's a good little prayer to sing as we enter into the Lenten season. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. One more time. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me. Spirit. Was anybody using the hymn book tonight to sing that? The words were different, weren't they? Yes. That's because at every church I pastored, when we sang that, the words were always a little bit different. Yes. And it's in there, the part about melt, mold. I think ours says, use me, doesn't it? Yeah. And they're all just a little bit different. Well, let's join together for our benediction tonight. We have been blessed with the mark of God's love. May the God who created us open opportunities for serving others. May the Christ who loves us teach us. And may the Spirit of gentleness be our companion along our journey. Amen. 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 And that concludes our service tonight.